Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for April 30th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The JohnLothianNews.com website is back up, and this newsletter is back to its normal template. Yesterday, we published the video of an FIA Boca interview with SGX's Paul DeWin on the site once it was back up. We also published our FIA Boca interview with ICE's Trebu Bland, which is included in today's JLN, along with Mr. DeWin again. Today kicks off our coverage of the Options Conference. At the opening reception, the most interesting man in the world, CQG's Pat Kenny, showed up, marking his first Options Conference participation. He will be joined at the conference by his CQG colleague, Kevin Darby, who we will be interviewing later today for the OIC version of the JLN Industry Leader video series. We now have 18 interviews scheduled over the 2 days of the conference. The trade reporter Wesley Bray, marking the 20th anniversary of the trade, reflected on 2 decades of financial regulation, emphasizing the profound impact these regulations have had on global financial markets, particularly post-2008 financial crisis. He details key legislations like the Dodd-Frank Act, which introduced significant reforms to increase transparency and oversight in financial institutions. Basel III, another pivotal regulation, enhanced banking stability with increased capital requirements and introduced liquidity measures. MiFID and its successor, MiFID II, aimed at harmonizing European financial markets, increased market transparency and investor protection. EMIR targeted derivatives markets, mandating central clearing to reduce systemic risks. These regulations, among others, reshaped financial markets, aiming to bolster stability and confidence, though often at the cost of increased operational complexities and ongoing debates about the balance between regulatory burdens and market efficiencies. Bray's review of these regulations is a good primer on the 20 most impactful regulations. In a video from the Wall Street Journal today titled "The Man in Charge of the World's Most Important Bond Market," Josh Frost is spotlighted as the U.S. Treasury's key figure in monitoring financial markets. The Wall Street Journal's lead markets writer, Gunjan Banjari, dives into how Frost's previously understated role has suddenly captured the attention of Wall Street. ICE shared on LinkedIn that its newly listed EUA mini futures, designed to support the shipping industry in managing emissions price risk, saw the first trades taking place with Abatement Capital, Bellectron DOO, Clarkson's Nova Marine Carriers SA, Virtus Environmental Finance, and Vital. Women in Financial Markets, or WIFM, announced the newest addition to its board of directors, Marta Polzuk, Managing Director, U.S. Fixed Income, Wellington Management. CME members, it is one more week until the annual CME board election, so make sure you vote your B shares. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Jane Street is big, like really, really big, from the Financial Times. Indian Bourse's share tank as $20 million sought in option fees from Bloomberg. And MicroStrategy Sailor reaps a stock windfall during Bitcoin's record run from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here's our video from FIA Boca with ICE's Trebu Bland. ICE Senior Vice President Trebu Bland discusses global market shifts and new future strategies at FIA. There's a renewed focus on pricing carbon and hedging environmental risks, said Trey Bublan, Senior Vice President of Futures Exchanges at Intercontinental Exchange, during an interview with John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, in March. He was featured as part of the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Then here's our interview with SGX's Paul DeWin. SGX simplifies access to Asian markets, launches new futures amid growing U.S. and European interest. The theme for SGX at this year's FIA Boca Conference was Asia Simplified. Paul DeWin, SGX's Senior Managing Director of Global Sales and Origination, said the group is providing access to markets that are not easily accessible in a simplified and trusted manner and in U.S. dollars. He was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida in March for the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Fearless Girl Lawsuit by State Street Settles on Eve of Trial. Bank sued artist claiming contract and trademark violations. Bronze figure became symbol of gender equality on Wall Street. State Street Corp and the artist it commissioned to create Wall Street's Fearless Girl sculpture have settled a 2019 lawsuit on the eve of trial. The bank, which commissioned the artwork, was set to square off against the sculptor, Kristen Visbal, in a trial starting Monday in Lower Manhattan over replicas she sold that it claimed violated rights agreements between them. The two sides offered no details of the settlement in a court filing over the weekend. In its suit, filed 2 years after the bronze suddenly appeared in 2017 across from the financial district's landmark Charging Bull, State Street alleged breach of contract and trademark infringement against Visbal, who denied the allegations and filed claims of her own. The suit thrust the piece back into the spotlight after the bank installed it just before International Women's Day in March 2017. My comment, success has many fathers. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top click story Monday was rooting for Trump to fail has made his stock shorters millions from AP via Yahoo Finance. Second was futures exchanges are for traders, an opinion piece from Bloomberg's Matt Levine. Third was for the second time in the top three, 30 unique gifts for the mom who doesn't want anything. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a press release from TMX Group Limited. TMX Group and Clearstream process first live tri-party transactions on Canadian Collateral Management Service, BMO, CIPC, RBC, Scotiabank, and TC participated in first live transactions, marks the first domestic tri-party repo capability within the Canadian market. TMX Group Limited, or TMX Group, which operates Toronto Stock Exchange and key Canadian post-trade infrastructure, including the Canadian Depository for Securities, or CDS, and Clearstream Banking SA, Clearstream, the International Central Securities Depository of Deutsche Börse Group, today launched the new Canadian Collateral Management Service, CCMS. Developed by TMX Group and Clearstream, CCMS facilitates the optimization and collateralization of securities finance activities throughout the Canadian market and provides exclusive domestic tri-party repo capabilities to increase liquidity and minimize exposure risk. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Hong Kong joins global crypto ETF race. Rollout of spot Bitcoin and Ether exchange traded funds follows launch of similar products in U.S. Hong Kong's first spot cryptocurrency exchange traded funds starting trading on Tuesday as the Asian financial hub takes on the U.S. in the race to dominate the growing market, The rollout follows the launch of similar products in the U.S. by groups including BlackRock and Fidelity Investments in January, which have drawn billions of dollars of investment and helped push the price of Bitcoin to a record high of more than $73,000 in March. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, HSBC's CEO steps down after more than 4 years. Noel Quinn steered the banking heavyweight through a tumultuous period and sharpened its focus on Asia. HSBC chief executive Noel Quinn unexpectedly said he would retire, leaving one of the world's largest banks without a clear successor as it navigates geopolitical tensions between the West and China. Quinn told HSBC's board earlier this month he planned to leave after more than 4 years as CEO and decades with the bank. He said he wanted to devote more time to his personal life. He will remain in post until the board designates a successor. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.